my name is Samantha Greco. I'm a freshman here at UNC Charlotte, and I'm a pre-nursing major. I'm currently enrolled in a U-Write class that all the freshmen take through the writing program at Charlotte, and that is why you have arrived in my e-portfolio, because I wrote it for this class. So today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my essay and my topic and why I chose this topic and what I've learned. I want to share all the knowledge I've learned for everyone that's listening. So this is my draft 3, which was assigned to be an audio version of my essay, just to talk through all the topics that I have researched and my information that I've gained. I chose to do my essay on the effects technology has on students. Since this is such a broad topic, I really chose to narrow it down to just do one type of student. So I have been looking into college students, how technology has affected college students. And since it is such a broad topic, there were many positive and negative effects that it has on technology. So I chose to stay on the more positive side and look at the benefits it has given me and my colleagues, and chose to do more research on that so I knew what I was saying knowledgeably and everything was accredited for. So through my research, I also discovered many new ways and technology has affected my life that I never knew. So my goal here is to just share that information with you. If you're an older generation, a younger generation, have graduated college or in college, like, this information may be helpful just so you know, like, what your resources are during this experience. So just to get started, there are many ways that technology affects college students on a daily basis, that including communication, education, social life, keeping up with current topics in state society, staying connected with all of the country, knowing all what's going on in the world besides like what goes on in our small little university. So to get started, I'm going to give you some information I have about how it's affected us educationally. So the first point I have is that there are some things about college and learning that, like, it's never going to change. Like, you're always going to have a classroom of some sort, and you're going to have to listen to a teacher or listen to their information they have, remember it, and get tested on it. Like, that's just never going to change. You're going to have to remember information and get tested on it. That's the whole point of school. There are many things that can change. The setting of the classroom can change. You could be in an online classroom. You could be in a classroom in person. You could have a hybrid class. You could be reading from a textbook online. You could be reading from a textbook in person. But either way, you're still going to have to take notes, memorize information, comprehend it, read a book, comprehend it, either way, whether it be technologically or in person. So that being said, one way in which it has affected us educationally is textbooks. So textbooks usually run at like $300, $400, $200. It really ranges depending on the class, how popular the class is, how big the textbook is. But like usually around there, it gets pretty expensive. So with most students taking at least 5 classes to fulfill a full-time student, that really adds up. That can be like $1,500 with the textbooks that some kids just like really don't have. So with the rise of technology, this is starting to change ways for textbooks, because some teachers are choosing to switch to online textbooks, which are free or significantly cheaper for students to buy. I know a couple of my teachers have done that this semester. I've only had to buy one textbook, which is awesome, because my biology teacher has switched to an online textbook that we can look at for free, which is really convenient. I don't have to hold it in my bag. Like, I can just look at it whenever I want to. I can search things really easily. It's like, it makes studying so much easier. I've actually really enjoyed the experience. There's also like videos connected to the textbooks, which is really cool. So like if you're like an auditory learner, or if you just like to read it, or if you like to watch it, like, it makes it really easy to watch videos and look at all the links and the pictures and stuff that you don't really get from a textbook. So that's saving us a lot of money. So one way I didn't touch on in my essay in which technology has helped me educationally is when doing homework. So when doing homework online, a lot of times I'll get stuck and like not find something in my notes or in the textbook, and I'll easily be able to just like Google it. Some resources that I've used online to help me with my homework is like Chegg, Coursera, or Quizlet. I use Quizlet a lot when I'm studying, which is like basically an online study tool. You can make virtual flashcards, quizzes, all this good stuff that's like really, really helpful when you're studying. Because I know like if I was to make handheld flashcards, like I would definitely cheat and look at the other side. So I think that's definitely something that's like improved my studying a lot, which was hard to learn, but eventually I figured out like which way studying worked for me, which definitely technology was the way to study for me, because I can't cheat at the wrong side of the index card. So another way in which we are saving money on textbooks through technology is communicating with other students through Facebook, eBay, and stuff like that, and other school supplies too, not just even textbooks. So a lot of times when students finish their class, they'll buy a $300 textbook and open it once. And so a lot of times they'll sell them on eBay for like half the price. So through technology and Facebook pages and eBay and all these other group chats that universities have, like usually, you can almost always find someone that has your textbook that you can get for cheaper. So I know that's helped a lot of me and my friends, and like I always look on Amazon for a cheaper one and all this stuff. Like there's also ones that like only have part of the textbook that you need, or ones that are already used that you can get for like $20. You can even rent textbooks on Amazon now for cheap and just return them. It's like you're borrowing them, which is really cool too. So that has also really helped us. It's another way that technology has like opened up a whole new door of like meeting even new people. Like you can like buy a textbook for someone and see that you're the same major, and maybe that they'll be able to help you in their classes and stuff if they've already taken them. So that's another way in which technology has saved us a lot of money. So to go off of how I've used technology to communicate with other students to get textbooks, another way in which technology has really affected my life is through communication. It made it the transition to school a lot easier because I was able to communicate with people before I even got here. So the one reason that technology has really improved communication is through social media. There were so many social media platforms that me and every college student use every single day on a daily basis. So personally, technology has helped me find, you know, roommates, my friends before I even arrived here. There was a mass Facebook page with all of UNCC22 on it where we all exchanged Instagram handles and Snapchats and were able to meet new people. This also helped me find other people in my nursing major because with nursing being so competitive, like it's really helpful to have people that you know in there and be able to talk to you about your classes and your labs and chemistry and all this stuff. It really makes it easy to be able to relate to somebody and have them understand. So it was really helpful to know people in my major. So we even like made like a big nursing group chat that we were all able to like chat in and get to know each other and study. Now we all study together, so that was really helpful. A lot of people use it to get roommates and make friends before they get here too. And that was all happening before we even got to UNC Charlotte. So technology has just really made it easy to transition here and meet new people and be able to like get in the right mindset before you even start classes. And then once classes start, it was really helpful because I had all these people that I knew and that I could study with and that I would get stressed out with because we would all stress out together. So that's been really helpful. And it's definitely changed my life in many different ways. Also, even after being here, I still use Snapchat to talk to my friends. I use the group chats that we're already in with like a bunch of other freshmen. I use GroupMe for all of Laurel Hall. We talk in that when we have floor meetings and stuff, so it's easy to communicate through that. One more way in which communication has been made a lot easier through technology is communicating with professors. So professors, a lot of the times now, well, most of the younger ones, most of them in general, actually, they all use Canvas, which is completely online. They're able to post their assignments online. They're able to email you online, like all that stuff. You don't have to sit after class to talk to them. You can just shoot them an email if you want it to be private. Ask them a quick question like, hey, I'm having trouble doing this homework assignment. Can you help me out? Can you give me some direction? So it's definitely made communicating with professors a lot easier for me and my colleagues because we can just ask them questions and everything's online. So all of our assignments, we just like save on our computer. We can print them out if we wanted to, but they're all submitted online for the most part. So we don't have papers flying everywhere. So they assign the project, you open it, you do it on your computer and you send it off to them and it goes immediately. Nothing gets lost or anything like that. So that's definitely an impact that has affected me heavily because I email my teacher all the time. So that's definitely something that's benefited me and my colleagues for sure. So the last way that I'm going to touch on that technology has affected my communication and made it a lot easier is communicating with my parents. So when you move in for the first time, like away from home, that's always hard to like leave your family and your parents that you usually see every day. So having like easy access to like FaceTime my mom, see her face, call her, text her every day has really made the transition from home to school really easy and made it a lot less nerve-wracking. I can't imagine being at college without a phone. I think that's really scary. My mom would never know what I was doing. She would go crazy too. So that is also something that I believe me and all my friends use every single day to talk to our parents, our family, you know, family out of state, family at home, hours away, like across the country, all that jazz. So that is something that I feel technology has made like really, really big improvements on. So while I'm closing out my podcast here, I'm just going to make a general statement and just say that, you know, technology really has changed the everyday life of college students. Even other types of students, even graduate students, undergraduate, elementary school, middle school, like technology is just changing the whole school world. Like we know that some things will never change about school. Like you're going to write notes, you're going to take notes, you're going to listen to your teacher, memorize information, but it is taking a toll on how we are learning. So the future of technology is unpredictable. And honestly, none of us really know where it's going to go in the future. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed my podcast and learned something or didn't. Either way, thank you. Bye.